Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Just hours away from the meeting in Singapore between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, but the hangover from the last summit Trump attended continues after harsh words from Trump administration officials for one of America's closest allies, Canada. Joining us now is NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson. Hi, Mara.
Hi, Jeremy.
So the president is set to meet Kim Jong-un at 9 p.m. Eastern tonight. He is going to be giving a press conference at 4 a.m. Eastern time tomorrow, just in time for the morning shows. Is it fair to say that this is calculated for a U.S. audience?
Well, absolutely. And the fact that Donald Trump and Kim are going to meet without any advisors or specialists, they're just going to have translators. That shows you not only that the president really believes he can make a personal rapport with Kim, but also this is about theater, and it's not really about the nitty-gritty details of denuclearization. And, you know, the president has been saying this is really a get-to-know-you session. There probably will have to be many more meetings.
What's at stake for the president politically with this summit?
So much is at stake. First of all, he has been, even though he's been downplaying expectations for this summit, in one way he's been raising them, and he raised them by getting out of the Iran deal. That means that he has to strike a better deal with North Korea than the one that he said was absolutely horrible that he got out of with Iran. What does that mean? The Iran deal got 97% of Iran's nuclear fuel out of the country. If the president can't do better than that with North Korea, he's failed his own test. He also has a problem because this is the only diplomatic effort he's got going. He had two summits with China. Nothing came of them yet. He otherwise has been pulling out of international agreements and sanctioning countries. He hasn't actually made any kind of a diplomatic effort that's turned out to be successful. And of course, he left the G7
right.
In a real huff.
Well, let's talk about that and the harsh words from the Trump administration about Canada. Here's the director of trade policy, Peter Navarro, speaking on Fox News Sunday.
There's a special place in hell for any foreign leader that engages in bad faith diplomacy with President Donald J. Trump and then tries to stab him in the back on the way out the door.
He's talking there about the Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, and this is Trump's top economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, who had similar words on CNN.
He really kind of stabbed us in the back. He really actually, you know what? He did a great disservice to the whole G7.
Now, Mara, Trudeau didn't actually say anything in that press conference that he hadn't said publicly before, basically that Canada was insulted by U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum that were based on national security concerns. Why is the White House getting so angry with him?
Well, the president got angry with him, and then his advisors have to try to rationalize why he was. But Larry Kudlow is a very honest guy, and he's usually pretty open. And he went on to say that the president of the United States is not going to let a Canadian prime minister push him around on the eve of the North Korea summit. He is not going to permit any show of weakness on the trip to negotiate with North Korea. Kim must not see American weakness. So for Donald Trump, which strength is his brand, he didn't like it that another foreign leader would stand up and say, I'm going to stand up for my own country's interests. Canada is going to put tariffs on the United States in response to the tariffs mm-hmm. that Donald Trump put on Canada. And the president didn't like it.
And Senator John McCain didn't like what the president did. He wrote over the weekend that Americans stand with U.S. allies, even if our president doesn't, something we're not hearing from other Republicans so far.
Well, in general, Republicans bite their tongues when it comes to things that Donald Trump does or says that they disagree with. However, the tariffs and trade is the one issue where Republicans have pushed back against Trump. There's actually legislation in the works to give Congress a kind of veto over Donald Trump putting tariffs on other countries and using national security as a reason. I don't know if it will go anywhere. Republicans are very, very loath to cross the president between now and the November elections, but there are little rumblings of pushback.
It's NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson. Mara, thank you.
Thank you.